For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's
hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
This summer, Amstel Light and 670 The Score invite you to make it a light round. Visit the Amstel Light display at your local retailer to learn how you can earn a free round of golf with your Amstel Light purchase. Courses include Bolingbrook Golf Club, Cantini, Deer Path, Fox Lake Country Club, Harborside, Highland Park Country Club, Pinecrest Golf Club, Boughton Ridge, and Vernon Hills Golf Club. At home or at the 19th hole, choose Amstel Light and make it a light round. Enjoy Amstel Light responsibly. 2017 Amstel Light Lager Beer, Amstel USA, White Plains, New York.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto-pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score!
5:02, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Wolves game, make the best company and group outings. Tickets, food, and souvenirs can be included for one low price. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. Joe Maddon admits that he's trotting out a different lineup tonight in New York. He has Anthony Rizzo leading off, followed by Happ at second, Bryant at third, Hayward in right. He'll hit cleanup. Then comes Russell at short, Schwarber in left, Contreras catching, Lester pitching, and Del Mora in center field. Now, Maddon was on with Spiegel and Parkins earlier today, and he says he's just looking for a spark.
Just to go out there, when you set a different lineup like that, that just jacks them up a little bit. Obviously, we've been on and off, like I said, with our hitting. So just something different like this could just spark them.
As for the White Sox, they again play host to the Orioles tonight on the South Side. Derek Holland going for the Southsiders, and Sox outfielder Avisail Garcia, now sixth in the American League All-Star voting in the outfield position, Yankee rookie Aaron Judge. He leads all vote-getters with nearly 2 million votes. And in the first of two in St. Louis this afternoon, the Cardinals shut out the Brewers 6-0. So, a quick glance at the NL Central standing shows Milwaukee leading the Cubs by just one game, and only 4.5 games separates all five teams. Whether you're in the stadium or watching at home, games are better in groups. So next time you host a watch party, call an order from the B-Dubs party menu, Buffalo Wild Wings, Wings, Beer, Sports. This scoreboard update brought to you by U.S. Waterproofing. Searching for a solution to the seepage in your basement? Visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk, also the radio home of the world champion Cubs. Our next broadcast coming your way starting at the bottom of the hour, Mark Rohde's pregame show prior to the game against the Mets, all right here on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Minute Mart. Live life in the go.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
As always, you can check out our live video stream at 670thescore.com. That's brought to you by American Needle. Watch 670thescore.com is where you find it. Be sure to check American Needle out at AmericanNeedle.com. Joe Madden joined the Spiegel and Parkins show, as he does every Tuesday around noon. And one of the first things he discussed was a new name at the top of the Cubs lineup, leadoff hitter Anthony Rizzo.
Yes. I ran into him in the lobby. I wanted to give him a heads up, and we do it in spring training once in a while, and I thought just for today to kind of buoy the spirits a bit, just throw him up on top and see what happens.
The spirits need to be buoyed. It's
always, every day.
So has Anthony been badgering you to do this?
He hasn't been badgering me. We've been doing this off and on since spring training, and we throw it out there once in a while, and again, just, you know, we seem to like hit and play, hit well for a couple days, and then we don't, then we do, then we don't. So let's just see if this gets us started again.
Kyle Schwarber not in last night against the power righty DeGrom. Will he be in there tonight against Zach Wheeler? And
he is in the lineup, but he's not hitting ninth. I don't want to stack the lefties like that. It makes it too easy for the other side. Levens is a really good situational lefty, and they get, what's the other guy's name? Ed, something like that. But he's also a good situational left-hander. So I wanted to spread him out. So Kyle's in there, Hap's in there, and we'll try to get it rolling tonight.
When you say, you know, buoy the spirits, you're talking about the team there, right, overall?
No, just to go out there, when you set a different lineup like that, you know, that just jacks them up a little bit. Obviously, you know, we've been on and off, like I said, with our hitting. So just something different like this could just spark them. I've done it in the past. Probably I do it with guys that are struggling, although Riz is not among all of our hitters. Meaning hitting that guy leadoff. Done it in the minor leagues, done it in instructional leagues, done it in the major leagues. So it's just one of those things. Let them go out there, see a different lineup, and see if that just lights a little bit of a candle today.
Some of the fans and some of us, after watching last year, feeling like it's frustrating. Has it been frustrating to you?
Well, of course it is, because you see a lot of young players that are very good having a tough time. It just is frustrating in general to everybody. That's because we expect more of ourselves. That's what it really comes down to. But after you're frustrated the night before, you come out with a renewed energy about the day, and you expect good things to happen, which is what I do every day. So, yeah, I mean, last night DeGrom pitched well. We didn't get our hits. But today is another day. I don't think I've seen Wheeler in the past. I've just read about him. But yeah, I mean, every day is a day that you're going to get it going in the right direction, and that begins today.
It sounded like last night for you, or you just said, look, we got to find a way to start beating good pitchers. It sounded like maybe your feelings got a little adjusted. Did I hear that last night?
I've been saying that actually. It started with that discourse on the West Coast when we faced the Dodgers, and then eventually the Padres had some two good young arms that did pitch well against us. I normally say that on an annual basis, where if you expect to win championships, you have to beat better pitchers. You saw what happens in the playoffs and in the World Series. You see really good pitching. That's why those teams are there. I've always talked about winning 1-0, 2-1, 3-2 in order to win championships. Part of that is that we have to pitch better too. I mean, they go hand in hand. It's you know, for the most part, like I said, I think the defense and the bullpen have been doing really well consistently more as of late. It's just the offense and the starting pitching has been back and forth. We just got to nail that down. And yeah, it's a daily grind. Not an easy thing to do, but these are our guys. I support them. We support them fully. and I do anticipate a turn.
You kind of chuckled there when you said it's a daily grind. Is that just your confidence that it's going to get better, or like exasperation that it hasn't yet? What is that?
Honestly, like you mentioned earlier, I've been through this before, and when you get a lot of really good young hitters struggling at the plate simultaneously, that's just really awkward to watch. We are much better than we've shown to this point. A lot of whatever is going to happen once we start hitting like we're capable of, meaning the rest of your game is going to pick up. You always look lethargic when you're not hitting, and it can be the farthest thing from the truth. But as we begin to hit like we're capable of, you're going to see we'll start winning on a more consistent basis. We'll be able to hit through some bad starting pitching performances, and there's going to be times that pitching picks up the offense. But to this point, I'd say the biggest disconnect is the fact that we have not hit up to our capabilities yet.
I'm watching and I'm like, man, you know, Russell and Schwarber embrace in this like long hug, like, man, you needed that one. Oh, no, I needed that one. So when you say awkward to watch, I'm wondering, do you feel like the team is feeling it, pressure, pressing at all? Because it seemed to me, just reading body language through a TV set, admittedly, it seemed like maybe that was like a release of a team that had been pressing.
Well, naturally, just talking about when young hitters and any hitters are not hitting up to their capabilities, they are going to press. It's just part of the game, man. And that's just the way it works. Nobody's really immune to those kind of feelings. So from my perspective, our perspective as a manager and a coach, I have to continue to show the support that we've shown to this point, knowing that they're going to come out of it on the other side. I've been through it before with a lot of good young players. And for me, the primary component in order to really see it through the other side is patience. You don't want to go outside of your normal patterns. You don't want to do anything that's going to eventually, when they do come out of it, injure the relationship. Right now, just because somebody's not hitting well, there's no reason to get angry or disappointed or anything. It's just they're not hitting right now. And that's just how this game needs to be nurtured and coached and taught and mentored. So, again, that's where I come from. I believe in that 100%. Our guys will start hitting like they're capable of. In the meantime, don't lose your mind. Keep doing what you know is the right thing to do, and don't be influenced by outside sources just because that's what they want to see. Maybe our guys just aren't ready to get it done in that manner yet, but they will.
I'm wondering if there's any commonality there with these struggling young hitters, where you guys are getting attacked with that fastball at the top of the zone and a lot of curves to counteract the way that you guys as a group, in terms of the young guys, hit.
If you want to be more specific, I like talk about elevated fastball than a curveball to the opposite side hitter, another right-handed curve to a left-handed hitter, left-handed curve to right-handed hitter, and more specifically when the hitter swing is more flat. That's when it's very effective. When the swing is more of an uppercut swing, that's when the cutter slider is more effective to the opposite side, pretty much belt high at the hand. So you have to read the hitter. I think for years, people looked at the curveball as being more effective to the same side. I think the curveball actually is more effective to the opposite side, and the slider cutter could be, or the slider specifically, same side. And if you know what you're doing with the cutter, elevate it wide, it's just a devastating pitch. And that's what's been going on. So what's happening to us? We've been fouling our pitch off way too often. And the other part that's been difficult is that we've been way too pull oriented. If you really want to break it down, that's part of it. So I have my thoughts on all of this stuff, obviously. I don't necessarily think that's exactly what's happening to us. I would say that the elevated fastball, that's a ball, needs to not be swung at more than attempted to hit. And that's another part about teaching hitting. It's not about having guys cover everything. There's certain things you got to learn to not even attempt to cover. And so you see Javi, for instance, with down and away sliders. You see some of our guys with elevated fastball. Now, the point is not to alter your swing to hit either one of those pitches, but just to not swing at them, and that comes with experience. So it's more complicated than just elevated fastball and curveball. And I really try to break it down right-handedness versus left, et cetera.
Has the league adjusted to some of these guys?
I think that's the definition of the sophomore jinx. You know, when a guy's had a great year and then the next year all of a sudden he runs into some problem, that's because, especially now with all the data available, that another group can adjust back and especially if they can execute. It's one thing to say this is a guy's weakness, this is what we want to attack, but then the pitcher has got to be able to execute it. Those are two separate moments, and when it comes together, then it becomes more difficult. But yes, I mean, if we attacked a certain way, they've adjusted back. Now it's our turn to make the adjustment coming back after them. Like I'm saying, it's not necessarily about changing swings. It's more about learning to not swing at. And that, to me, partly is a big part of our problem right now.
Is that what's going on here? Sophomore slump is just hitting the team?
No, I was just trying to define what happens when one group adjusts to another group. You know, whenever I've had a guy that come out of the chute the first year well, and then all of a sudden the second year he struggles, that's just an adjustment on the league. And I think you know, sophomore jinx isn't that a guy's got, you know, big-headedness or he doesn't care, he doesn't work. A lot of times it's based on adjustment, and it's just time for us, again, to learn to what not to swing at more than to try to adjust to certain pitches.
Before the game, you say something about John Lackey needing to, you know, change his approach. After the game, he kind of quips when being asked about your comment. When you hear that from John Lackey, what do you take from that?
He's right. I don't get involved with the pitching that much. If I have anything to say about the pitching, I take it to Boz or Borzello. I don't take it to the pitcher himself. Again, I don't know exactly the context right there, but John's absolutely right. I don't get involved with that a whole lot.
Is his personality, it's obviously made him have 9 straight years of 180-plus innings, but does it make it tougher to, like, teach the proverbial old dog the new tricks?
No, when I was talking about yesterday, and it had nothing to do with adjusting or not, John just did not have good stuff yesterday. So that, if you were at the game and watched it closely, independent of any kind of different methods, he just didn't have good stuff yesterday. So regardless if he attempted something new or not, which I don't think he did, it had nothing to do with the outcome. His stuff was just not as normal. The velocity was down. He couldn't really locate his breaking ball. So again, if you watched it closely, regardless of anything, he just had a bad day.
Lackey's curveball percentages have gone down like every year over the last 6 years. I was surprised when I look at that. Is that something he should consider at this age with that stuff, maybe going backwards a little bit?
Well, John was never, even when I had him early on, was never primarily a curveball pitcher. He always had fastball that had natural cut action, and then he had like the slurve. His breaking ball is like 79 to like 82, 83, which is really not a curveball, and it's not necessarily a slider. Kind of an in-between, nice, hard breaking ball. I had Mark Clear. I worked with Mark Clear for a long time ago, and Horse had that same kind of breaking ball. Curveballs are normally in the lower to mid-70 range at the most. Sliders a lot of times will exceed 83, 84, up to 85, 86. He's got this tweener breaking ball that's always been effective. The thing about John that he brought on the table as a youngster was the changeup, and he kept developing that more. So again, with the curveball, he's always had this ability when he did throw it, though, to throw it for a strike pretty much whenever he wanted to, but that's never been like the pitch for John.
How do you, as a manager, strike the balance between supporting your player and being respectful to the seriousness of the allegation?
Listen, I don't know enough to know to be disrespectful. I'm never going to be disrespectful of this situation, obviously, absolutely not. The respectful component comes to listening to Addison and hearing his side of the story, and that's what I do. There's no conclusions for me to draw. I'm there to listen and support Addison right now, try to be helpful, working our way through this situation. I didn't call the team meeting, by the way. Theo and Jed came on downstairs and we talked about it, and I think everything was done properly on our part, so we're trying to move this thing forward right now. Again, respecting every component of it. But for me, as always, and whatever I talk about this often, to listen without judgment, be curious without judgment, but don't go out there and be judgmental just based on something that was put out there as it was. So right now I'm in the listening stage. I'm supporting Addison, and we're trying to figure the whole thing out.
How can you tell the difference if somebody's bringing some of that stuff to the park and if somebody's not?
Difficult. Obviously Addison was struggling prior to all this coming out several days ago. More recently, he's been playing better. I don't know, just the fact of getting some things off our chest sometimes definitely helps. When you hold things within, sometimes it becomes more difficult and it can manifest itself in weird ways. So I just think that right now Addison feels better about himself. He's been playing really well. The shortstop play has been really good. You've seen the home runs. How do you know? It's very difficult to know. It's just based on the individual. Some of us conceal whatever's inside is better than others. Some of us wear it on our sleeves. So it's just one of those things for me. You just have to be cognizant and observant on a daily basis. And again, listening really helps.
You're not a guy who I would imagine deals in a lot of surprise. So you've seen a lot. You've been around the block with this team and in baseball. Is that one that shocks you?
So I don't want to be shocked by allegations. Again, who knows if it's true or not. So that's my point, is to listen without judgment. I don't know enough to be disappointed. I can treat it with all the respect in the world, which it deserves. But before you jump to any conclusions, just listen and see how this whole thing unfolds. So for me, I'm not thinking anything less or more of Addison. I'm just trying to understand the situation as it continues to work its way through.
What's happening with your starting pitchers and their hands?
Kyle's doing better, much better. I'll know more today when we get out there exactly when he's going to be able to start and pitch again. And with Jake, again, I saw that little cut, that not necessarily cut, just like a split in the skin. You know, that happens sometimes. And he just has it in a bad, awkward spot with able to throw his breaking pitches. So I don't know until I get out there today. I spoke with Jake yesterday, and he showed me he was confident he's going to be okay. And then I did talk with the trainers last night concerning Kyle. And I'm still, when we get out there today, like I said, I will know more regarding exactly where he's at. So it's just one of those, another anomaly, unusual moment that these kind of things going on. But I'll take split skin and a little bit of a sore knuckle over elbows and shoulders.
Do you have Simon the Magician on speed dial? It is New York, after all. That's where it happened, isn't it?
It is. I said I thought I went with Rizzo in the leadoff spot. He could be Simon today.
They need something along the way, and you've got tricks in the bag. Would you still pull some of those out of the bag at some point this year, Joe?
If I feel, you know, it just, again, it's all based on feel and just watching your guys. And right now, you know, we just did that road trip out west.
Yeah.
That was coming off of a good homestand, and we didn't do so well dressed up as the anchorman. So, you know, you just got to, again, you watch your guys, be sensitive to your guys. And a lot of what's going on right now is a lot of conversation, a lot of support within the group, and that's what our boys need. And that's it. You don't need vitriol, and you don't need a different method. They just need our support, and you need a lot of consistency, and that's what they're getting.
That's Joe Maddon, and if you're just joining us, Kyle Hendricks' side session today, to which he was referring, did not go well, and it looks like Hendricks will not be able to make a scheduled start against Pittsburgh. Joe Maddon was brought to you by Volvo. Get up to $4,500 on a new Volvo vehicle of your choosing during Volvo's midsummer sales event. Visit your local Volvo dealer for details on this limited-time offer. The Bernstein & Goff Show with Barry Rosner sitting in today. Cubs baseball starts at the bottom of the hour on The Score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on The Score.
I talk to Joe every day. I think there have been some games lately that the Cubs have not won, but he has been happy with the look.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers near you.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you have student loans, listen up, because David has great news. Fannie Mae recently loosened their lending rules to make it easier to refinance your student loan debt into your mortgage. This enables homeowners with student loans to refinance their loans into a new mortgage and substantially lower the monthly payments. For example, the payment on $100,000 in student loans is approximately $1,200 a month. So converting $100,000 of student loans into a 30-year fixed mortgage would lower the payment approximately $700 a month. It's never been easier to roll your student loans into your mortgage. So if you want to find out how you can refinance your student loans into your mortgage, pick up the phone and call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333, or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
This is Brandon Tierney, and this is a CBS Sports Bitter brought to you by Cremo Shaving Cream, superior beard products, beard boldly. While the Warriors are yet to confirm, there's reports indicating that the world champs will turn down an invitation to the White House despite the customary platform historically reserved for sporting deity. While it's certainly their collective right to exercise that choice, I gotta say, I disagree with the spirit of passing on such an opportunity. Steve Kerr, Steph Curry, other members of the team, they've been highly critical, like many, of President Trump. However, in my opinion, if you disagree that strongly, shouldn't you be highly motivated to utilize the proximity to the President of the United States you'll receive during the visit to voice concerns about policy and some of his actions? If you're that concerned about the future of our country, you board a plane and you express that concern directly to the man with the most power in the world. Missed opportunity, at least where I'm sitting. I'm BT.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon. So head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Love the rich flavor and aroma of Hills Brothers coffee, but don't have the time to brew a whole pot? Try Hills Brothers coffee for single cup brewers. Their unique single serve pods brew with all the flavor and aroma you expect from Hills Brothers. Then the pods break down, returning nutrients to the land, not piling up in the landfill. Hills Brothers coffee, crafted without compromise for over 137 years.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B Porter, Indiana. Look for the big red building. They've been in business over 40 years and are exploding with deals for your celebration. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrifield, and head to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building or visit SheltonFireworks.com. Shelton Fireworks, home of the big ones.
Saia, a leading LTL carrier, is hiring for their Burr Ridge locations. They're holding a job fair June 16th from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturday, June 17th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Burr Ridge Terminal. Immediate opportunities available for Class A CDL drivers and part-time dock workers. Depending on experience, Saia will pay up to $15,000 in sign-on bonuses for line haul and OTR drivers. Yes, $15,000. Applicants must complete an online application before attending. For details, visit SaiaCorp.com. That's SaiaCorp.com. Click on Careers. Thanks for streaming The Score. The Score's Danny Parkins.
My favorite Chicago sports memory is going to the clinching game for the Bulls' fourth title on Father's Day. Seeing Jordan win his first title after his dad had been killed with my dad on Father's Day is a sports moment that will never be topped.
Join Danny Parkins on the Spiegel and Parkins Show. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Who provides the best entertainment and internet experience? Best in-home Wi-Fi experience. Lets you stream on 5 devices at once. Brings you Netflix on X1 and 75 megabits per second in the most popular packages? No question. Xfinity stacks up where AT&T doesn't. Get all these great reliable features, the X1 voice remote, and fast internet for an incredible price. Get up to 75 megabits per second download speed. Compare that to AT&T. And get X1 and voice for $30 each a month for 1 year when you bundle all three. Call 1-800-XFINITY today and make sure to ask about Xfinity Mobile, a new kind of network designed to save you money. Get up to 5 lines of talk and text included with Xfinity Internet service with no activation and no line access fees. Plus 2 easy data options available so you can stream entertainment on the go and save along the way. Compare that to AT&T. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Must enroll in EcoBill and auto-pay within 30 days or charges increased by $5 a month. Offer ends 6/27/17. Restrictions apply. Service not available in all areas. Limited to new residential customers. Equipment installation tax and fees extra and subject to change during and after promo. Early termination fee applies if all Xfinity service are canceled during the agreement term. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required. Xfinity Mobile requires a post-pay subscription to a residential Xfinity Internet service.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Join Lake Lawn Resort this Father's Day for their incredible Father's Day Rib Fest, where all dads receive free golf, plus a free beer and logo glass. That's right, free golf and beer. Treat dad to a weekend he won't forget. For more info and to book your stay, visit lakelawnresort.com.
Warts. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
It's about being a part of a special group, putting together the right type of people, and that's what we did.
David, you gave up a lot of money.
I understand that. But look, you can't take it with you. The Egyptians learned that. You can't bury and take the treasures with you. So it's about the small things in life, the accomplishments, man. It's about winning. And we set a goal. We worked every single day toward that goal, and nobody can ever take that away from us. Straight up, we won. We worked. You see guys with all world talent sacrificing. You see guys who can do anything they want every single day, yet they come in the gym. Days off, we're in the gym. No excuses with this group. That's what I'm most proud of. You don't know how hard these guys work. Kevin Durant is great because he works. Draymond is great because he works. Steph is great because he works, not because it's given to them. They work. Straight up.
Baby. Yeah, David West, I have to quibble with him on something.
the Egyptians did not learn that you can't take it with you. The ancient Egyptians actually took it with them.
Yes. That was the idea. The opposite of what he said.
The opposite. The ancient Egyptians made a religious practice of entombing food and animals and amulets and
everything. And other people
sometimes.
And other people,
yes, just to go along with the kings as they passed and members of the kings. That, you know, you had to take it with you to the next world.
Really, what they learned was frogs are bad.
Lice are bad. Boils, that's bad too.
Blood in your river and other places.
Yeah, they learned that was bad too. But yeah, no. David, I appreciate the passion, but the Egyptians did quite the opposite.
I think his point was he was happy. And he's not going to worry about the money he gave up.
You know, my
shut it down.
And this is actually true. You know, my dad made me promise. He made me promise
not to take frogs with you.
No, he said when the time comes, he said he wants two orders of Lyonnaise potatoes from Joe's with him. And I said, what are you, King Tutankhamun? He goes, I don't ask much. And I said, well, why two orders of Lyonnaise potatoes? He says, because what if I finish the first one somewhere? And then I'm out of Lyonnaise potatoes. And I said, okay.
And it's virtually an eternity at that point.
At that point, you know, maybe more than two. Maybe I throw in a third. But it's a very specific request. All right, thanks to our guests. They were Zach Zaidman, Nate Duncan, kinda, Wayne Randazzo, and Jay Jaffe.
Also kinda.
Yeah, we thank our video producer, Brian Gertsch.
Kevin, I think we all knew, of course, you were a great player for so many years in this league. But this year you showed your complete game defensively, you know, blocking shots, unselfish play. Just talk about your development, your evolve, and getting a chance to play in this environment and showcase all your talents this year with the Warriors.
Sorry, I had too much champagne.
That's okay. You know what? That is the best excuse I've ever heard.
Sorry.
Ask me a question. Don't say talk about it.
Thank you.
Ask me a question, please.
Thank you. The executive producer was Nick Shepkowski.
My name is D.L. Hall. I'm a left-handed pitcher from Valdosta, Georgia. My favorite movie is probably Madea's Family Reunion. I don't know. I just love watching Madea. She's hilarious.
Oh, God. Off my board. The audio overlord, Chris Tannehill.
Congratulations to all of you and to your terrific coach. And you know who that is, right? Do we love him? Dabo. Dabo Swinney. What a great job.
Dabo. All right, thanks for everyone for listening, calling, texting, and everything that you did. Barry's going to be back tomorrow while we try to get Jason fixed and figured out to get him ambulatory.
He's broken.
Yeah, we got a broken co-host. So Barry is going to be back, and we'll talk to you then, and maybe, just maybe, have a Cubs victory to talk about. I doubt it, but I'm just being honest with you. It's certainly possible. So Cubs baseball comes your way next. Bye.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of America's best.
Hi.
I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever Sales Event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever Sales Event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package warranty programs. See dealer for limited warranty details. To learn more, call 877-248-1585.
Golfers, never again bend down to re-tee your driving range golf balls. At Skokie Sports Park, you'll swipe a card and then watch as golf balls instantly reappear on the tee after every shot. Sports Park's PGA pros will also be on hand for personal or group lessons. Convenient to Chicago's North Side and named a top 50 golf range in America by Golf Range Magazine, visit Skokie Sports Park at www.skokieparks.org.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
1-877 cards for kids, KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cards for kids. KARS cards for kids. 1-877 cards for kids. Donate your card today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
TimeSportsBar.com.
WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass pregame show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, AZEK and TimberTech, Grand Appliance and TV, Funkaway, Menards, Plumbers911Chicago.com, and Cambria. And now, your host, Mark Brody.
94 degrees in Queens, New York tonight for Game 2 of a three-game series between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. And the Cubs open the night one game out of first place in the National League Central, with Milwaukee having lost the first game of a doubleheader in St. Louis. John Lester starting for the Cubs tonight on the mound against Zach Wheeler for the Mets. Cubs did lose the opener 6-1. Jacob deGrom doing a number on the Cubs hitters as he goes the distance. And make no mistake about it, there are lineup changes today. Let's go through it. Anthony Rizzo leading off and playing first base. Ian Happ hitting second and playing second. Chris Bryant, the number three hitter and third baseman. Jason Hayward, the cleanup hitter tonight, and in right field. Addison Russell batting fifth, playing short. Kyle Schwarber in left and the number six hitter. Wilson Contreras is catching. John Lester, who is the eight hitter. Lester batting eighth. Albert Almora Jr., the number nine hitter and the center fielder. That said, we bring in Ron Coomer. He is sponsored by Cambria Natural Quartz Countertops and over 140 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. And Coom, I did talk to Anthony Rizzo before the game. We'll unload some of that later on. But one of his comments was, Do we need a shakeup? We need to start winning. What do you think about this lineup?
I kind of like it. It's, you know, it's one of those things that Joe has been thinking about for a while, just to make things a little different. You know, Anthony has been a guy that has been pitched around quite a bit. His on-base percentage is through the roof. And what happens to guys like Anthony when they get pitched around a lot, you end up chasing and you're doing some things. And he hasn't done that all that much, but, you know, his average is still, you know, about 250, which we're accustomed to seeing it much higher. So right away, he's gonna get an extra at-bat. And right away, they're going to have to pitch to him. And the other thing, too, that it does is it gives Hap a chance to have Anthony in front of him and Bryant behind him, and maybe he'll get some more pitches to hit.
And that brings us to our keys to the game, sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com.
Well, today is one of those ball games. Wheeler has been good here for the last, since the 1st of May, with just over a 2.5 ERA, or just under a 2.5 ERA in those 7 or 8 starts. So to me, you got your work cut out for you today. He's a sinker baller, though, and likes to pitch down, which really plays into the Cubs' hands. If there's a guy, a style that's good for them, it's the balls down in the zone, and that's what we're going to see somewhat from Wheeler. So that could be beneficial. Once again, a great night to hit. We were watching batting practice early. Balls are just flying out of the ballpark here in New York with the hot, humid air. So today, if the lineup change works, Anthony at the top, you're going to get a few more at-bats, and, you know, maybe changing things up might be the right call.
Well, and getting loft would be good after hitting four double plays last night.
We will have the biggest leadoff hitter maybe in the history of the game today.
That's very possible. I thinking back, nobody really comes to mind larger than Anthony Rizzo. Except for maybe Kyle Schwarber, but he's not even that big. Coom, thanks. We'll talk to you a little bit later.
Absolutely, Mark.
Coming up on the show, it is Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Hey, Cubs fans. John Lester here. Even when the Cubs aren't playing, this is where you want to be for the best Cubs conversation. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's radio home of the Cubs.
Hey, Cub fans. Ron Coomer here for Cambria. Summer is the most relaxing season of the year, bringing new energy and inspiration at every turn. Bring that summertime feeling to your kitchen with luxurious refresh with beautiful Cambria countertops. Cambria offers an endless selection of stunning designs from bold to subdued to suit your style and freshen up your home. For the world's finest countertops now available in two stunning finishes, visit CambriaUSA.com. Cambria is a proud sponsor.
Hey, Cubs fans, Ryan Sandberg here for the Original Grain Watch Company, the official timekeeper of the Chicago Cubs. Original Grain has made an extraordinary watch, the Wrigley Field Chrono, an heirloom to be handed down from one generation to the next. For the generations of fans who believed in the Chicago Cubs and supported their journey to become the 2016 World Series champions, handcrafted featuring wood reclaimed from the original Wrigley Field green seats, the Wrigley Field Chrono is more than a timepiece, it's a piece of time. Visit originalgrain.com. That's original. GRAIN.com.
Golfers, look no further than Eaglewood Resort for the perfect Father's Day gift. Purchase a $150 gift card and get a $25 bonus certificate. Or score some points with their new and exclusive Chicago sports apparel. 630-773-1400 or EaglewoodResort.com.
Mets have won 7 straight games versus the Cubs at Citi Field dating back to the 2015 NLCS. Cubs trying to change all that and get back to 500. The Cubs at 31-32. The Mets 29-33 overall. The Mets overall have won 4 straight games. Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio, sponsored by RSM, a global team of audit, tax, and consulting advisors focused on the middle market. Visit rsmus.com and experience the power of being understood. Here's Cubs TV play-by-play man Lenny Casper.
Okay, Mark, thank you. Well, we're getting into the middle of June here. The weather's heating up. In terms of routines and throwing, are your guys mostly consistent, or are there times in the season when you need to back off a little bit in between starts or for your relief guys throwing in between outings?
For the most part, we stick to what we've done in the past couple years. You know, we got some new guys up here, so they're trying to get into their routines. So it's a constant learning curve, you know, for all of our players, not just our, you know, pitchers, but position players. So you coaches are trying to get to know what ticks for these guys. A lot of these guys, first, second-year players, so the learning curve will continue. The veteran guys, they know more what they need.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, with the guys who've been around for a while, are their routines similar, or is every guy pretty unique?
Everybody is a little different. Veteran guys are more by the book. You know, Lester Lackey, you know, Jake, for the most part, you know, I know what they're going to do on their sides. Kyle's a little different just because he likes to get on the rubber as much as he can, being a sinker baller, which is normal for sinker ballers. You don't want to go out there too strong. But to each his own, and it's up to us to try to get to know the routines and try to keep them healthy.
All right, John Lester tonight. Go get him.
Thanks.
That's Chris Bosio, Mark, back upstairs to you.
Lenny, thank you. Cubs with a couple more games here in New York against the Mets before a day off and then a weekend series in Pittsburgh. And then the Cubs come home to take on San Diego, and tickets are still available for that Padres series, June 19th through the 21st. Visit Cubs.com for tickets now. Coming up on the pregame show, Anthony Rizzo, as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Chris Bryant joins us regularly on the Bernstein and Golf Show. Listen for showtimes afternoons between 1 and 6 on the Score.
We're all searching for something in life. Maybe it's that missing piece to your favorite board game. Hey, have you checked the Goodwill store in your neighborhood? Or that classic punk rock album from 1978, because vinyl is all the rage. You know Goodwill's inventory is dynamic and changes every day? What about a closet full of stylish, affordable shoes to match every outfit? Well, we have over 38 Goodwill store and donation centers in the metro Chicago area. You never know what you'll find at your neighborhood Goodwill. For a complete list of store locations, visit AmazingGoodwill.com.
When my hair gets too long, I feel off. But after a haircut at Great Clips, I'm on again. That disappears from my laugh. Birds on someone else's car. The 5-second rule, for me, it's 10. I put service reps on hold and play them bad music.
Get in, out, and back to greatness. Download the Great Clips online check-in app. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Know when you're using too much power with a smart meter. Learn more at ComEd.com/myaccount. That's ComEd.com/myaccount.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine.
My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym. It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
The business of baseball is sponsored by Wintrust Community Banks, the official banks of the Chicago Cubs. And leading off for your Chicago Cubs tonight, Anthony Rizzo.
I mean, I always wanted to lead off a game. It's cool. Talking a lot of junk to Dexter all the time about leading off, so I already texted him. I always tell Joe I'm good for an inning. I'm good for a lefty to get a lefty out. One day. Left field, been pushing him for left field. I've seen it from afar with him at the Rays and him shaking things up, and it seems to always work, so hopefully this will be another one.
Maybe choke up a little bit earlier in the count?
No, I'm going to be ready to go first pitch. So.
That is Anthony Rizzo. He wants to do it all, so he gets to make one of his dreams come true by leading off tonight, and he says he'd like to pitch someday, play a little bit of left field, so Rizzo is ready. Let's just put it that way. The injury report, we've got an update, is sponsored by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois through it all. So Kyle Hendricks threw today on the side, and it was deemed that his right hand is not healthy enough yet to pitch in Pittsburgh this weekend. So it will be the rotation in Pittsburgh Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Eddie Butler, Jake Arrieta, and John Lackey against the Pirates. Who's hot and cold now? Sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago.com for emergency licensed, highly trained plumbing service 24/7. 24/7. Plumbers911chicago.com. Mets starters have allowed one run or fewer in their last four games, while the Cubs had scored three runs or fewer four times in the last five games and 28 times overall in 63 games this season. For a little perspective, last year the Cubs scored three runs or fewer just 56 times. Coming up next on the show, it's our Cubs conversation with Addison Russell on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Cubs Talk with me, Lawrence Holmes, night 6-10 on 670 The Score, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
This ball club is ready to bring another championship to Chicago. Stepping up to lead off this championship season is Ray Auto Group in Fox Lake. The Ray Auto Group delivers a sales experience like no other. With an all-star selection of over 1,000 vehicles, including Chevys, Chryslers, Dodges, Jeeps, Rams, and certified pre-owned to choose from, you are guaranteed to be a winner. There's a pitch low and away. I personally buy my vehicles from this auto group. They are trusted friends of mine. The proof is in their Google reviews. They are a 4.8 out of 5. That's like having a batting average of 960. Here's the pitch. Curveball in the dirt, two balls, one strike. We are big winners this year, Chicago, so let's celebrate with a new vehicle and buy where the winners buy. Ray Auto Group in Fox Lake, the only dealer group that I recommend. From the stretch, the pitch. There's a drive. That ball has a chance. Gone. Here's to another winning season for the Ray Auto Group in Fox Lake. Visit them at RayChevrolet.com or RayCDJR.com today.
Hey, Cubs fans, have a roofing problem? Solve it right away with a GAF factory certified master elite contractor. Just visit GAF.com to find one near you.
Cubs and Mets coming up here. Cubs have lost nine in a row on the road. Their last road win, May 12th in St. Louis, when they beat the Cardinals 3-2. So the Cubs are due, for sure. Addison Russell, I noticed, was playing catch with strength and conditioning coach Tim Buss today, with a distance of about 180 feet between the two, long toss.
What is the purpose of doing something like that for an infielder?
Just getting out here, getting here early, and just getting my muscles loose, just getting a nice little sweat going, and ultimately, fill out my arm, see what's going on in there, see what feels good, see what doesn't, and from here, just go to the training room, get the treatment that I need. But my arm feels great, I come out here, so my arm gets a little bit more exercise as well, so those are the reasons why.
And does that help, too, to get more authority into your throws, as you did have last night? Does that help in that?
Yeah, you get to see what kind of movement your ball is doing, and you take that into consideration of, if you're pulling off or whatnot. But it's good just to stretch your arm out like that.
At the plate yesterday, it was kind of a vintage hit for you because you go opposite field with authority, put the ball over the wall. Is that the idea?
Yeah, I put myself in a pretty good count that at bat. Just really want to put the barrel on the ball and saw it well and hit it the other way and it got out.
Looking up at the scoreboard up there right now, and Anthony Rizzo is the leadoff hitter tonight. Your thoughts on that?
It's pretty cool. I don't think I've ever been a part of a lineup where, Anthony Rizzo is the leadoff hitter. So it's going to be interesting tonight to see. It's going to be fun. Of course, we're going to enjoy it. But I'm excited just to see him in the leadoff role.
And he's got to be excited about it, right?
Yeah, I know. I know he's pretty excited from firsthand. I think that this may be his first time leading off here, so I don't know. I can't wait to see.
That is Addison Russell. Gets a guest certificate courtesy of MyPillow. Right now you can save 50% plus free shipping on two premium king or queen pillows and two additional travel pillows. Order now at MyPillow.com, promo code SCORE. Planning for a game at Wrigley Field? Check out all of the available transportation and parking options. Visit the A to Z guide at Cubs.com. How about more on the Cubs lineup tonight with the man who made it, Joe Maddon? The Cubs manager is next as we continue with the BBVA Compass pregame show. Hashtag Live Bright on the Score and the Cubs Radio Network.
Great Cubs guests, great Cubs conversation. Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on the Score, home of the world.
Rock legends Iron Maiden bring you their spectacular The Book of Souls Tour 2017 with special guest Ghost. Experience the power of Maiden live right across the USA this Thursday night, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Tickets are on sale now online at LiveNation.com or charge by phone. Iron Maiden, The Book of Souls Tour 2017.
Guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam from my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care Antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
Professional truck drivers, Schneider is proud to announce a new line haul rate pay increase for many drivers in our tanker division. Now earn up to 56 cents per mile with the potential to approach $80,000 per year. Don't pass on one of Schneider's highest earning opportunities. Schneider is hiring tanker drivers now in Houston, Texas, Gary, Indiana, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and throughout the country with unique configurations. Learn about Schneider's tanker driver pay increase and limited time sign-on bonuses and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Hi, I'm rapper actor model Lil Dicky, and I'm here to talk to you guys today about a pretty glaring issue within our society, and that's condom usage. Guys, I think we've gotten pretty laissez-faire about wearing condoms, and to be honest, I find it disgusting. People are having unprotected sex without even batting an eye. It's insane. It doesn't make one shred of sense to me. How can you even enjoy it? I'd be so stressed out the whole time. I won't bore you guys with the stats, but just know that STDs and unintended pregnancies are very real, and there's nothing better than peace of mind, and that's what a Trojan can provide you, the pleasure of protection. So be an adult and put a condom on.
The best-kept secret for luxury and ruggedness? Land Rover. The best-kept secret to obtain a Land Rover? Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Did you know, at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, you can now drive a new 2016 Range Rover Evoque or a 2016 Discovery Sport for only $39,996. Your choice, an Evoque or Discovery Sport for only $39,996. And did you know you'll also receive a 5-year, 100,000-mile factory warranty? Isn't it time you discover the outstanding selection and offers at Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago? Don't miss out. Visit Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or online at howardorlofflandrover.com.
Service loan. Evoque stock number L02866. Discovery Sports stock number L03405. Plus tax, title, license, and doc fee with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Institutions Extra.
Mark Gordy back with you here in New York. Cubs and Mets. We'll bring in Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer in just a little bit. The Joel Madden Manager Show is now sponsored by Loyola Medicine. They treat both body and soul. So we do bring in Ron Coomer right now.
Joe, yesterday game, another one of those days, no offense, and you stayed in the game till the end of the ball game, but just no offense, it's tough to win.
It is. I mean, we did stay in there well, and then the two runs at the end always makes the game look worse than it was, and it was an 0-2 pitch, and I really, again, wanted to try to get their closer in the game. So overall, Johnny did not have his best day. Dunsing did a great job for us, but we do have to be more consistent at the plate. And it's just about, you know, creating harder contact to just hit the ball. Just by hitting it harder, you have a better chance of missing defenders. We just haven't done that. The double plays obviously hurt. It was just one of those days, brother.
Four double plays, 4-6-3, four in a row. I've never seen anything like that before.
Fours were hot, yeah. You know. So were the sixes and the threes. Yeah, they were all tailor-made, yeah, you guys like to, like, ground ball, mm-hmm. The second tailor-made double play. It was just all it was. And why, I have no idea. I mean, listen, our guys were ready to play yesterday. They felt good coming off of a big win back home. And then I think part of it, John just had a tough day in the beginning, and that gave the Mets some momentum.
When things aren't going good offensively, there are a lot of things managers do. Today you chose one of them to kind of scramble up the lineup a little bit, and we may have the biggest leadoff hitter in the game right now.
In history, maybe. I don't know if Frank Howard ever let off, or maybe Aaron Judge. But, yeah, I went with Riz today. Riz done it in spring training, and he always responds well to it. He is our best on-base percentage guy. Let's just see what happens, man. I know he's definitely going to go out there chirping like a bird on a wire during batting practice, so it's always good for the guys to hear that kind of stuff. So I just went with Riz there. I've done it in the past in the minor leagues. I've done it in the big leagues with different guys. Again, we'll just see how it plays out. Hap's back in there. Schwarber's back in there. Albert's in center field. We expect a lot of balls in the center field today.
Speaking of Lester on the mound today, what are your thoughts about Johnny?
Johnny, for the most part, has pitched really, really well this year. Stuff's been outstanding. With this team here, I don't know how they're going to set it up. I haven't seen the Met lineup yet, but there is a lot of lefties in their lineup to begin with. Flores will be in there. He does a nice job against lefties. That's the guy you have to be wary of among all of them. I don't know if Cespedes is back out. They had to take him out of the game yesterday. I heard something might be wrong with Cabrera also. So we'll see. I haven't seen their stuff yet. But listen, just John Lester being John Lester, I'll take it.
Good luck today.
Gracias, Ozio.
That's Cubs manager Joel Maddon. And this is the Aquafina splash of the game. Aquafina, pure water, perfect taste.
Russell drives one deep to right in the corner. That ball's got a chance. Back to the wall. Gone. Opposite field home run. Addison Russell. Cubs get on the board. It is now a 4-1 ball game.
Addison Russell with his fifth home run of the year right there. Sponsored by Aquafina, the official water of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Time to refresh with an ice-cold Aquafina. More pregame on the way on The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network.
This is Joe Madden of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to The Score, the radio home of the Cubs.
The phones are ringing off the hook at Hyundai, because right now we're offering the best savings in our 30-year history, like up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Sonata. It's called the Better Than Ever sales event, and it features the biggest total savings ever offered on the Sonata, Elantra, Tucson, and Santa Fe Sport. So there's never, ever been a better time to buy than the Better Than Ever sales event. Plus, every Hyundai is also backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty, America's best warranty. So visit your Hyundai dealer now before the biggest savings in Hyundai's history are, well, history. Better is the reason to buy Hyundai, and the Better Than Ever sales event is the reason to buy now. For a limited time, get up to $6,750 in total savings on the 2017 Hyundai Sonata. That's 25% off MSRP. But hurry, the Better Than Ever sales event ends soon, so head to your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. America's best warranty claim based on total package.